This is the Timely Beaver, number one. It's June 6th, 2005.
W-I-L-E-Y to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Really lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girls. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes eats a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the Beaver, where's the bomb? Ted just spilt fucking beer all over himself on the floor, you know.
My hands are all fucking sticky and shit, man.
What a fucking timely what a fucking timely moment, you know. The very first recording of this show, and Ted happens to spill beer right as we hit record, and that's some funny fucking shit.
I think you foamed it up. That's what I think happened. I think you foamed
up
the beer.
I have Jedi powers, and I foamed the beer. I did the little Yoda force thing, and I made the beer foam with, you know.
Well, aren't you special?
Yes, I am special.
Yoda. Have you seen episode 3?
Oh, dude. I saw it the other day with my roommate. It was the bomb.
You did see it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was, you know, I love Star Wars and the first two. Really, I don't know. Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. I didn't think they did a very good job. But this one, it had a lot to deal with. It had a lot of gaps to fill. And I think it did an exceptional job. And, yeah. I agree. Did you see it yet?
No, I'm one of those people who's going to wait until it's like, the theater seats are all empty, and I can sit anywhere I want because I just don't like fighting the crowds to get in there and see the stuff. But, you know, that's just me. I'm not a big moviegoer, so I tend to wait.
Yeah, I saw it the first week. I'm not one of those crazy Star Wars fanatics that dresses up like Darth Vader and waits in line for 5 in the morning for 18 hours to watch the damn movie. No, we just went on a Sunday and watched it, and it was good. We had the, you know, it was crowd theater, but... Yeah, no, I highly recommend it. It is exceptional. It ranks up there with Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back and that same caliber quality film.
All right. Sounds good. So I heard Sam got a new apartment, man. Did you guys go check it out this afternoon?
No, they got a new apartment. They borrowed my big bus to help move. And then they still got a bunch of couches and shit in there. Like, pissing me off. They borrow it, and they didn't even put it back in the way I got it. But yeah, that's a minor point, you know. It saves them
minor
a lot of
details.
Money, so I don't really give a shit. And they'll come and fix that, no problem. But yeah, she's got a new apartment downtown.
Downtown
Portland.
Portland.
Yeah, if you guys don't know yet, they were coming to you out of Hillsboro, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. I live in Portland in the southeast section. Ted's kind of over in the southwest area, and you know, that's what we live in. Portland, it's a great town.
Yeah, you gotta love Oregon, man.
It's got
go recycle.
You know, it's a green state. It's got mountains. The coast is an hour away. You can ski an hour from here. It's got the best beer.
Oh, by far.
In the world, they got so many brew pubs, so many breweries. You go to a mini mart, and like you go to a mini mart in Illinois. I've been there. You got Bud, Coors, and you don't even have Pabst. The best cheap beer you can find. You don't even got Pabst.
Who does not carry Pabst?
Yeah, over in Illinois, the whole Midwest, I don't know what kind of crack they're on, but they have no Pabst. I mean, let alone, you know, the Bridgeport, the Weinhards, the Widmer, and all the other local breweries that we have here.
So what is your favorite beer, Mike? Your favorite beer of all time?
I'd have to say my favorite beer of all time is going to have to be the Rogue I-Squared PA. It's 9.6%. You can't actually drink it in a pint glass at a bar because it's too potent. They only serve it to you in those little pitcher glasses. And it is the bomb.
Hey, Emily's here. Why don't you tell us what your favorite beer is? Why don't you come over here so people can hear you? Come on. All right.
Emily's kind of bashful today. But, yeah.
Anyways, I like the... actually, my favorite's Rogue 2. I like the Rogue Dead Guy. The Dead Guy is my personal favorite.
The Dead Guy's money. Dead Guy is good.
The old smoke, Rogue Smoke Ale.
Oh.
But they changed the recipe, so now it doesn't have that rich, smoky flavor anymore. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
The smoky flavor was pretty damn cool.
It was overpowering at first, but once you got used to it, man, that beer was rich and smooth, and it was money.
Yeah. So, we got a few things on this show today. We're kind of going to do, we have a little kind of a different kind of format. We have a few skits and stuff. We got the Histonator Works. We got Mike's Voice Memo Minute. We have a...
we have songs brought to you today. I think we're going to have one by a guy named Ben B. He's located in Corvallis, Oregon. He is a techno wizard spinning DJ master. As for the other song, well, that's a surprise. You're going to have to find that one out.
We'll let you know when we get there. And we're also going to do a little story about, you heard in the intro song, this beaver. Like, you're probably wondering, who the fuck is Willie the Beaver? Well, you'll find come to know him pretty well here shortly.
Yeah.
And then there's some crazy insecure clones somewhere, and they're attacking. So we're going to have to talk about them. And that's what we got today. So.
All right. Well, let's get to it.
For once, I actually made it to work on time, which is amazing for me because I don't really believe in punctuality. And all of a sudden, when I first got to work...
Mike, this is your boss, and you need to take a piss test right now.
Oh, shit. One night after that, you know, we went out and saw the band play, and sure enough, somebody brought out the bong and all that crap. Fuck, what am I to do now?
No fear, Mike. I'm here with the Pissinator. It's a clean urinating pissing penis machine. And you can get it all right now for $19.95 by subscribing to our toll-free address and signing your life away.
Wow, only $19.95?
Only $19.95.
That is amazing. You know, I had a buddy who used this other thing and it was, you know, it didn't really work and you had to mix up this concoction of this piss and stuff. And I was like, no, I don't want any of that. I just want to go in there and have no problems.
No worry, Mike. No mixing involved. Just take the gel, rub it on your genitals, and go urinate. It's the best thing since sliced cheese.
Is there going to be any discoloration or burning sensation with this stuff?
Only mild, Mike. A simple rash will heal in a few days. If persistent burning continues, see a doctor shortly thereafter and seek medical help. Do not rely on your friends or fellow tarot card readers for assistance.
That is amazing. Okay. You sold me.
The Pissinator is not associated with any boss or legal legality. Do not use at home, and please always use supervised protection around children under 6 years old, and never do this alone.
Rainwater. You know, we experience it all the time. It's, it's the order. Fuck, it rains all the time. But you know what I do for a living? I'm a civil engineer, and all I do is to try and provide you guys services so you can drive your car, take a crap, drink some water, and make sure your house isn't flooded. That's what I do. I design sewer systems, and I build some roads for you so you can drive your cars and go to the bar and stuff. Don't drive your nuns. Shit like that. And so all I deal with is rainwater. Your roads are designed specifically so they don't flood. And they don't create ice. Well, sometimes people fuck it up and don't make ice in the roads. But that's what I do. We design for water. Everything has to deal with water, and it's pretty amazing how it works that way.
That was Mike's Voice Memo Minute. Before that, we had the Pissinator sketch. Coming up now, we got some music submitted to us by Ben B. from Corvallis, Oregon. Ben is a DJ spinning master graphic designer. You can check him out at beekmedia.com. BEEKmedia.com. Turn up the volume. We'll be right back. once again, that was Ben B, the DJ Master Pro. Now, to get to the big news, Mike, the big news.
What's the big news?
The big news is Willie. The Adventures of Willie the Beaver.
So, you know, you guys listening, you don't know what the hell we're talking about. We're talking about Willie the Beaver. And this all came about the other day. We were hanging out at this bar in Portland, and we had this idea.
And Willie's first adventure. You can check out the website for photos of Willie coming out of the womb of Fred Meyer. And Willie's adventure with Bly, the band, B-L-E-I. Check them out on MySpace. Great band. We went and saw them, and they met Willie, too. And pictures of that on the website as well.
So, Ted, what's the website?
The website is timelybeaver.com. Go there for photos, audio files, and pictures.
Yeah, this is really great. We got some audio clips here of us. So you give you the play-by-play of this section. So here's a clip.
Meeting Bly.
Sweet, man. You picked up
Willie's
shirt,
experience
picked up
Bly.
The CD.
They seem like cool people to hang out with.
Wait, Willie Beaver.
The beaver makes
the beaver.
All the
colors. He's little Willie, but sometimes he's big Willie. Yeah.
That's right. It's perfect. It's absolutely
this
perfect.
Is all of us driving in my car.
Oh, well, then we
missed the
around.
Discount porn store? What the fuck? What are you guys up front for?
Reaver.
Why Silic?
For the front.
Reaver.
All right, let's just go to that one with old video store.
Who's driving?
I'm
it
on
wasn't
my
me.
Way.
No, it wasn't me either.
Adult video right there.
So the beaver's meeting the lady one.
Yeah. He seems to be enjoying meeting the stripper in the butt.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, now she's pushing into the sunset there.
Yes.
Now the beaver's on the damn table next to Mike's elbow. Damn it. Totally mistreating the beaver. The beaver was in position for that shot. The beaver's going for it. The beaver's going for the beaver. It's Billy. Now the panties come off. But not all the way. Just the hair.
Yeah, for a peekaboo.
A peekaboo indeed. And the beaver says, no, 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 no.
And the panties are off.
We are just now stalking.
Yeah, just look to their right. Have a nice tent, you know, with a black light.
Exactly. And Mike had the beaver, was talking with the beaver. I don't know what just happened.
I don't know. We missed the beaver.
Mike, you ready? Yeah.
I think
he's
out of money.
All right, what
have
been for the name of the beaver?
I don't know.
I was thinking Willie.
Really?
I'm thinking Willie, but the stripper has said.
I like Willie better.
I like
Willie.
Here's the photo we took outside the strip club yet again. You can find this on the website.
Come on, Sam, hurry up. We found somebody.
Gotta get the beam.
We went to the strip club.
Cheers. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great night, you guys.
You too.
Sam, Ted, Bill, the Beaver, Emily, all of us there.
That
concludes Willie's first adventure to the strip club.
Willie has some up-and-coming adventures in the near future. In September, we're all going to Toronto, Canada for this rocking week-long vacation. And we're going to actually figure out how to do one of these shows in Canada. So we're going to have a live broadcast in Canada. So we're going to go international style. And then we're going to go camping in a couple weeks. We got a couple festivals. There's lots of nice festivals here in Oregon. And we're going to do a couple of those. And it's going to be pretty sweet. So Beaver's going to go around, have a lot of different adventures. And
Shaving Sounds with Ted.
It's Mr. Druid.
Oh, God. He probably wants us to take over Mars or something stupid.
Hey, insecure clones. I want you to destroy Earth. Now. Na-na.
Na-na. Oh, my God. He wants us to take over Earth. They have girls on Earth.
I know, and some wear bikinis.
Yes, they wear bikinis and some... I heard they even have sex.
No way.
This is, I'm blown away. This is scary. How are we going to take over Earth? I mean, we're not like real clones.
We could pollute them with solar rays.
Oh, solar wind. We can take that.
Oh, no, that's... But solar wind chaps my skin.
God, you know, we're just a bunch of pussies. We're insecure clones. Call them back.
Okay.
What is it?
Mr. Druid, they have girls on Earth, and we don't know how to talk to girls.
Well, you better learn. Beef up your macho pants and strap on some balls and get down there and destroy Earth, you slag!
Nah.
Nah.
Hey, all right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening to our first show, Timely Beaver Number 1, and check back with us next week.
Remember to visit the website for all the photos, links to artists listed on the show, and different downloads that may be available as time comes on.
Yeah, remember to check out. We're going to upload the good pictures from our weekly event, and hope you guys like it and listen again.
Na 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 na.
W-I-L-E-Y to the B-E-ver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little furry, brown and cool.
And somebody responded to my ad thinking that I was in Portland, Maine, and not Portland, Oregon. So it's...
Sick in his mouth, glass in his hand, he's even got a band. Willie lives in P-Town, he's always down. Parties like him with the girls, short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall, with a long tail, he sometimes eats a whale. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask him,
Comente una linea extra, la linea principales, la linea de answer, actividades, and la misma.
Beaver says, don't worry, Tom, why don't you come along? I told a story about.